Clay Hammer is the superintendent of Wrangell Municipal Light and Power. He says this tool will give the community a chance to keep track of the city's electricity.
It just kind of gives you an insider's view of what's happening with the Wrangell distribution system.
On the webpage, the diagram is divided in half. The left side shows the city's diesel plant.
And we have our four generators listed there. And when we are generating diesel power, you can actually look online and see how much power we're generating with which generator and that kind of information.
The right side represents the Tyee Hydroelectric Project, run by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA.
And basically it tells you what we're importing from SEPA in terms of megawatts, what our VAR load is, and what the actual voltage is.
The two sides together make up all of Wrangell's power, what the city's diesel generators put out, and what the city brings in from hydro. On the lower half of the page, there are four lines marked FDR 1, 2, 3, and 4. Those stand for feeders 1 through 4. The feeders provide power to different parts of the city.
If you know which feeder you're on, and you can call us, and we'll certainly fill you in and let you know what feeder you're on, you can look at this and you can tell what that particular section of town is doing load-wise.
Here's a quick breakdown. Feeder 1 covers Case Avenue from the power plant to Shake Street, Church Street to the ferry terminal, continuing on the airport loop to the Forest Service building. It also covers all of downtown except during the winter months. In winter, Feeder 2 covers downtown along with its normal area of Shake Street from Ramey's Bar to Reliance Harbor. Feeder 3 goes from the corner of Case and Zemovia to the Public Safety Building, then up Bennett to the Forest Service. And Feeder 4 starts at the corner of Case and Zemovia and goes all the way out the road to 13 Mile. It also covers Peninsula to the Point. Hammer says the online tool is interesting because it shows people how they are connected to this complex system of power.
It's unlikely that you would notice the difference, I would imagine. If you were to run around and shut off all the lights, you probably wouldn't be able to change the meter much. But it's interesting just to know that what you're doing is actually a part of that feeder there.
He says this is a useful tool during power outages, too.
Another way that this would be handy is, for instance, if the lights went out and you were kind of curious, you could go look and see which portions of town are actually out, whether it's just simply a feeder outage or if you see green lights across the board, well, you would know that the whole system was down. More importantly, if the megawatt hours read zero, well, you know, we really got a problem.
Community members can only view the webpage, but Hammer says the people who work on the system can actually tap into it via this tool. That makes it easier to fix problems and share information at a distance. He says it should make repairs more efficient. And he says it's just a great way of involving the community in the system that allows everyone to flip a switch and turn on the lights. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.